On today's Q&A episode, do you really need to go to college in order to be a successful freelancer? Listener Evan writes in to ask if he should invest in a master's degree or skip the extra college. And we've got our best answers on this episode of Freelance to Founder. Here we go. I'm Preston.
And I'm Clay, and this is Freelance to Founder.
You're listening to a Q&A episode where listeners like you from around the world write in to ask us questions about freelancing or building an agency.
We've each built multiple six or seven figure businesses.
On this show, we're changing the lives of everyday freelancers just like you.
Discovering this podcast a few months ago really changed the trajectory of my journey.
Really, really valuable stuff. I've made a ton of notes and I plan to put this stuff into action immediately.
Discovering that I'm a founder instead of a freelancer has been amazing for me.
If you're ready to push past hourly rates and build a business that sets you free, then you've got to join us.
Just submit your question at freelancetofounder.com/ask and we'll do our best to answer it. And we'll be right back with today's question right after this. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's Hydrow. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to Hydro.com and use code FREELANCE to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's Hydrow.com and promo code FREELANCE to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code FREELANCE, or just click the link in our show description. Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people call in with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Freelance to Founder. My name is Preston Lee with Millow.co, and joining me on the air as always is my friend Clay Mosley from GetDripify.com. Hey Clay.
What's up?
Clay, we've got a question today from a listener. His name is Evan, and he says, he sort of gives this background, which I can fill you in on in a little bit, but the real question is, he says, whether or not getting a master's degree is overkill for wanting to lend my software development services to clients. So that's really the question is, you know, is it's really an education question. How much education should I get to be successful as a freelancer? And I think, I could maybe guess part of your response, just cause I know maybe your history with education, but where do you land on this question?
I don't think you need it
at all.
Let me rephrase. I don't think you need formal university education for it, in my opinion. Not as a software developer. You can go learn those skills online on your own. Now, I think this really depends too, as a person. You know, if you are totally capable of self-learning, great.
That is important.
You yeah, if you actually need some instruction from a professor, then yeah, go do that. So
yeah, that's going to be critical because, you know, not everyone is as talented at self-learning as others are. Mm-hmm. Right. And so if you find you really struggle to self-teach and to learn and be like proactive enough and retain enough when you're just learning on your own, there's also like in defense of education, and I'm not necessarily saying like, yes, go to as much formal education as you can. We'll come back to my official answer in a minute. But I think there is something to be said about like the speed and efficiency at which you can learn some things through formal education. Like sometimes self-teaching takes way longer, but on the flip side, sometimes going to school takes way longer and costs way more money. So it depends. Yeah, it depends on what kind of, I think it also depends on what services you're going to be offering. Like for a web developer, you said, you know, maybe you don't need to necessarily, but you know, I would think if you're going to do any sort of, I don't know if you, I guess you wouldn't call this freelancing, but any sort of like medical work or anything like that, you obviously need to go to school for that. So
yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to think, are there any freelance occupations that it would make more sense to go to school than to just teach yourself?
In general?
Yeah.
Freelance?
I'm just trying to
I guess like a, I guess like a lawyer, you're technically a freelancer if you go start your own law firm. I guess same thing with like a doctor, right? Like start your own
100%
clinic.
Yeah.
I don't know if this person is asking this to help with gaining clients, like if it matters to the client.
And yeah, that's true.
If so, the client doesn't make, I don't think the client cares whether you have a master's or not.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of, can you do the job?
Yeah, so here's a little more context. Again, his name is Evan. He says, I'm a software engineer at an aerospace startup. I want to start a freelance business serving companies helping to solve my country's housing problem. I don't see here what country he's from, but it says a nearby university has a great urban planning master's program where I could network with people in the field and become more of a subject matter expert. And then he goes into his question. So he did point out a couple things, right? It's like some people do need that, like your clients or clients you might work with might need to see on paper that you have a degree in something, right? Mm. In urban planning or whatever, and that you have a master's degree in urban planning. And he did bring up the networking piece, which is important too, right? Like you can meet a lot of really great people at school who can help you in your career later, who could become clients, who could become subcontractors, who could become partners, whatever. You know.
I don't think there's a wrong answer here, in my opinion. Yeah. I think I think he can achieve what he wants to achieve by going either direction.
Yeah.
I think there's two different ways of doing this. I think he can absolutely achieve what he wants to do by going to school and gaining the connections that way. And gaining, you know, a degree, and maybe that will help with credibility. I also think that he can achieve it not getting a master's because like you can gain relationships in other ways through university. So,
yep.
You know,
yeah,
I don't think there's a wrong way here.
I agree. This is a hard question to answer, right? Because everyone's situation is going to be different. Even Evan's situation, where we have a little more context, we don't know all of the details, right? And so this is really, unfortunately, Evan, a very personal decision that we can't make for you. But hopefully we've been able to share a couple things that you might consider if you're considering school. I just for the record, I got my bachelor's degree, which is a 4-year degree in the U.S. And after that, didn't really feel like I needed to continue in order to move forward in my career. I think it depends a lot on what career path you're taking and what your specialties are and that sort of thing. And I didn't see any degrees that would help me, you know, get a better job, get a higher paying job, do better in my business. Although there is a small part of me that has always wondered if I should go, you know, I'm a little over seven years now into full-time entrepreneurship. And I've wondered like, should I go get an MBA or should I get an online MBA or something and see like what am I missing?
You just do it for fun at that point.
Yeah, kind of, right? It's true. Or just to tune up my business. Like maybe there are for sure things I don't know. And so it's like, what do I not know I don't know that could help my business? And the curiosity's kind of always gotten to me. I don't know if you've ever considered that, Clay.
Well, I have, but then it quickly went away.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't want to do it. What degree was your
I got a
graphic design or
degree in communication, with an emphasis in advertising, and then a double minor in web business and CIT. So
okay, so it's somewhat relevant.
Oh yeah, super relevant to the stuff I'm doing.
I'm bringing that up because I also have a degree here in the U.S. It has zero to do with web advertising, marketing, or business. So if you wanna go show the opposite direction, right? Like college did not help me with any of the things I've done now.
Yeah, remind me what you got a degree in. I can't remember.
Information systems.
Okay.
Yeah, so like computer networking.
Yeah.
Hardware.
Did that spark any interest in like web design or anything like that for you, or were those totally unrelated?
No, completely unrelated. Completely.
Yeah, it wasn't even like you stumbled into web design after.
Nope.
Nothing like that. Yeah.
I didn't stumble into web design until 2014, and I graduated college in 2005. So.
Oh wow! Yeah. Okay. So that maybe points out something too, is like Evan is being very intentional about this. He's saying like, I want to be a software developer working in urban planning to help solve my country's housing problems, right? So then he says, should I go get a master's degree in urban planning? Well, you know, maybe that will be helpful, right? But just school for school's sake, I think we're kind of on the same team here, Clay. School for school's sake is definitely not always the right decision, and quite often, and I think more and more becoming the wrong decision for people.
I agree. So.
All right, Evan. Well, hopefully that was helpful. Clay Mosley from getdripify.com. Thanks so much, man. I've been Preston from Milo.co. We'll talk to you guys next time.
See ya. Thanks for listening to this episode of Freelance to Founder, a collaboration between Milo, Dripify, and the Pogglomerate.
You can find links to my business, Milo, Clay's business, Dripify, and of course our podcasting partner, the Podglomerate, all in the description of this episode.
Remember to call in for your own episode at freelancetofounder.com.
A very special thank you to the members of the Milo and Podglomerate teams who work behind the scenes to make this production possible.
To stream past episodes, visit freelancetofounder.com or search Freelance to Founder wherever you get your podcasts. And that's it for now. Until next time, see ya.
We will see you guys on the next episode of Freelance to Founder.